Because there's not a Spanish people that's named Jesus. But it's the person of the Lord Jesus that makes the difference in our lives. Praise God. I'm so glad for His mercy and His good. Amen. Well, I'm going to do something tonight that I don't normally do. But this is the only thing that's on my heart. I've got two or three other things I thought I would preach upon. But this is an old one. I preached it here several years ago. And it's the only thing I get off my heart. So you're in for it tonight. Praise God. And 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we'll read some there, and then we want to go to John, Gospel of John, chapter 21. Praise God. I really, really had Matthew chapter 25 on my heart this morning when I got up, but through the day, seemed like I just couldn't get away from these verses, and trust that God will help us. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. If you have it, say amen. Familiar verses that I think probably everybody here could probably quote. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That means dangerous times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Boy, we have reached that. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Didn't say they didn't love God. They just love pleasures more. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then he says, from such turn away. Amen. John chapter 21. And starting at verse 15. So, when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Don't you ever forget that. Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. You may be seated. I wish that I'd be able to get all of these verses covered in my subject matter tonight, but I'm not going to be able to. But in this John chapter 21, you might notice that the Lord asked him three times. And you might want to remember that Peter had denied the Lord three times before the cock crew. Now the Lord caused him to make a triple confession. Do you love me, Peter? Well, unusual tonight. It's very seldom that I ever do this, but this is on my heart. I want to talk to you about misplaced values. Misplaced values. I could ask everybody here tonight, how much are you worth? Value. Somebody gets killed in a car wreck, they wind up going to court for settlement, and they always want to know, the insurance company wants to know, how much are they worth? Well, that's a question that really, when I think about that, I remember what a man said one time. Y'all, sorry if I just take my time here, right? Remember what a man said one time, said if you could buy some people for what they're worth and sell them for what they think they're worth, you'd be an instant millionaire. How much are you worth? How much is a man worth? How much is a life worth? How much is a soul worth? Amen. What is the value? What value do you put on a soul and a life? Amen. Somewhere in the process, it seemed like to me that our value system has got all mixed up. And we have a generation of misplaced values and people misplaced priorities. You know, people do, now don't fall out with me here, but people do what they want to do. I mean that. People do what they want to do. It's not what is a priority on their list. It's what they really want to do. And how many of y'all remember, it's been years ago now, I can't remember how long. Does anybody here remember the Menendez brothers? It was a big court case in California years ago. They were young men, good-looking young men. But they had committed a horrible crime. Amen. And if I remember right, it seemed like to me it was murder. And they were good-looking brothers. I mean, handsome. And newspapers and radio stations and television stations took a poll about women in general in American culture. They just called people and asked them. Amen. And they were shocked to find out that a lot of women would have gladly left their husband just to have the privilege of spending a night with those rascals. Because they were good-looking men. Our value system in America is twisted. We are warped. Amen. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. I remember reading, and this, some of y'all might remember this as well. Amen. And hearing on the news that, amen, there's a girl that killed her newborn baby, murdered her newborn baby deliberately. She got 2.5 years. And she was out within a matter of months on good behavior. Amen. At the same time, there was a man that killed 5 kittens, and they gave him 12 years in jail. You tell me our system's not crazy. We are all mixed up. We are all confused. And I think that even in the church world, come on here, even in the church world, our values, amen, has changed over the years. what we think is important has changed. I remember reading, and this has been a few years ago now, Max Lucado, in one of his books, just a very small book, he told a story about two prowlers that broke into a department store in a large city in the South. And they successfully entered the store. They stayed long enough to do what they came to do and escaped totally unnoticed. And what is so unusual about the story is what these fellas did while they had broken into the store. They didn't take anything. They took absolutely no merchandise. They didn't take any money. They didn't take anything, amen, out of the store when they broke into it. Absolutely nothing. Amen. No items were removed at all. But what they did do, amen, was somewhat ridiculous. Amen. At least to me it was ridiculous. Instead of stealing anything, amen, they changed the cost of everything in the store. Amen. Price tags were swapped. Values were changed. Amen. These clever pranksters took the price off of a $400 camera and put it on a $3 child's book. The $3 price tag of a child's book, amen, they took it off and put it on an outboard boat motor. They repriced everything in the store, from the smallest, most cheap items to the most expensive items. They repriced everything. Amen. And I want to tell you, that's exactly what is happening in the church world in America. Our value system is all changed. Come on here. Amen. That seems crazy, I know. Amen. They repriced everything. But the crazy part about this story of these two pranksters took place the next morning. The store opened as usual. Amen. Employees went to work. Customers began to shop. The store functioned as normal for 4 hours before anybody noticed what had happened. 4 hours. Amen. Come on, y'all still with me now? Some people got real bargains. Amen. Others got cheated terribly bad. Amen. No one noticed that all the values had been changed. It's hard to believe, I know, but it shouldn't be for us Christians who live in a world that is changing our value system daily. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Judges, amen, the last chapter and the last verse in that wonderful book, he said, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. That means they changed the value system. Amen. Amen. Something is happening in our value system, in our American culture now. Amen. Who is to say, come on, y'all stay with me here, who is to say that a child's book is not worth $400? Amen. Who is to say, amen, that an outboard, amen, boat motor is only worth $3? Amen. To some folks that never liked fishing or boating, amen, they could care less about the boat motor. But the values have changed. Amen. I want to tell you, in the church world, right here in our own county, come on here, in our own state of Virginia, and I love Virginia. Praise God. I always get a thrill when I'm gone away and come back home. Amen. And see that sign across the state line. Welcome to Virginia. I love this state, but I want to tell you, our value system in our American culture is so changing. And even in the church world, amen, come on here, amen, what used to be a sin and what used to be, amen, realized that it belonged to the world and the worldly crowd, now is in the church. Amen. Not just in the church. It's on the pulpit. Amen. Taking part. Help me here. And we wonder why. Amen. We need a revival in our
American Amen Church, it's because our value system has changed, and we need to revert back to what we know is right, and God's word is right. Let every man be a liar, and let God be the truth.
I'm all shook up here tonight. Amen. We are flooded with a twisted value system. We see the most valuable things in our lives peddled for pennies. Amen. And we see this at cheapest smut and filth and corruption go for millions of dollars. Church, am I doing all right? I'm going to preach here tonight. Church and God, amen, the preacher in our soul, the most important thing in life, amen, has all been devalued and relegated to the end of the line in importance. Amen, everything else in life is first. Amen, come on here. Pleasure is first. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Amen. Self is first. Amen. Come on here. That's what Paul said in writing to Timothy. Lovers of them own selves. That's where we have arrived in our American culture. Work is more important than God. Amen. Pleasure is more important. Money is more important. Amen. A little rest and a little sleep is more important. Gardens and the peas on the vine is more important. Cutting the grass is more important. Anything in life, a material substance, is more important than God. I want to tell you, there was a great God, I feel better now. Amen. There was a time in our American culture, amen, the people went to church. It didn't matter what was going on. Amen. They'd quit work early. Am I doing all right now? They'd let the peas grow on the vine. Amen. The grass could go knee deep. Amen. But revival was going on. And they went to the house of God.
Well, it's changed now. Our value system is all changed in our society. Why do we do what we do? Why do we act the way we act? Why do we talk the way we talk? Why do we take, we deliberately take black and white and mix it together and make gray out of it to where black doesn't look so bad. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. Help me, Lord. Am I doing all right here? We're living in a generation whose culture has changed. I remember years ago, and I'm not going to tell you who it was because most of you here would know. Amen. And I'm not going to tell you, so don't bother come asking me after service. But remember years ago, way back when revival was going on here and we was having a powerful meeting. Amen. The church was full. Amen. And somebody in this church, amen, gave the child a birthday party, amen, while revival is going on, and invited all the church people to come to the birthday party while revival is going on. Our value system has changed. Something's wrong in our culture. Amen. God is the last thing we think about. Other things in life is more important. Woo! Amen. Come on here. Amen. Manners. Does anybody here know what manners are? I was raised up, and most of y'all were too. It was yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's one thing I really appreciated about the Lesters that was just here last week. Amen. They taught their children discipline and manners. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. They taught them that the older folks were to go in the door first. That's an awful lost commodity in our time. Amen. Manners. The Bible tells us, amen, that God suffered their manners in the wilderness. Amen. Their manners had been so corrupt and vile, God just, amen, come on here, put up with it. And I wonder if that's not what God's doing in our American culture. Amen. God just bearing with us. Judgment's going to come after a while. You can rest assured. Amen. Come on here. You can rest assured. We're not going to get by forever. Amen. With all that's going on in this world in America now. Amen. 55 million babies that have been aborted. Amen. Come on here. You think God's going to sweep that under the rug and let it be gone? I want to tell you, judgment's going to come. Just as sure as you're born, you think homosexuality, amen, in the gay community is going to slide by God's judgment. America is destined for judgment from God. Amen. Our value system is so changed and twisted and warped. Amen. What's wrong with our America? We need a revival in our church. We need a revival in our homes. We need a revival in our, amen, nation. Respect, reverence, trashed. How senseless and worthless desires are pursued after. What makes us in our American culture elevate the body and devalue the soul? If you come on here, we pamper the skin and the flesh while we pollute the heart. Amen. Come on here. Our values are all messed up. Misplaced values. Amen. Help me here. Somebody's broken into our store of the church. Amen. In society, and changed all the values and the prices. Thrills and fun. Amen. Are going for top dollar. While the value of a human being is at an all-time low. Y'all listen to me tonight. Say amen. Amen. Not much commitment, but a whole lot of fun. And if you can't get, come on here, you can't get something going on in the church where people are excited, amen, and pamper the flesh and entertain them, amen, the story of the cross doesn't mean much to them. Amen. With Jesus dying on Calvary doesn't mean much. But if we can, come on here. We can hire some high-powered quartet to come and singers. Amen. Don't matter how they live. Smoke like a freight train. Amen. Live like a sinful, wicked man or woman. Amen. Shack up with somebody else's wife. Amen. But they can entertain us and tell us jokes while they're entertaining us. Amen. You can get a crowd. Our value system has changed. Somebody say amen. Manners? Y'all have to excuse me. But I was raised that when you went in the house, you took your hat off. Just respect. You sure didn't go to the table with your hat on. If I'd have went to the table with my hat on, I'd have woke up in the middle of next week sometime wondering where was supper. Amen. Ah, but you know what? Our value system has so changed that we turn around. Where has all the old folks gone? Amen. I was telling somebody this past week that we have buried over 60 people. Amen. In 37 or 8 years since I've been here. Amen. Dear godly saints, out of this church we buried them in the ground. Oh God, we've got to have a revival and some younger folks, amen, to come on here and fill the shoes of these blessed saints and say, I'll take up the cross. Amen, I'll make the commitment. I'll surrender everything. I'll give my life to God. Amen, to be like Jesus more than anything else in this world.
When did it start, Brother Savage? It all began when somebody convinced us to take God out of society. No Ten Commandments. No prayer in school. Come on here. No prayer. No prayer in the courthouse. Am I doing all right now? No prayer in society. Any religion in the world is tolerated except Christianity. Amen. Taking God out of, I mean, the Ten Commandments was part of our life that we live by. Amen. But that's gone out of our society. Amen. And now, because God does not matter, His Word does not matter, amen, man really, amen, has no destiny. Am I doing all right now? Say amen. Amen. A godless society. Amen. Jude. Let me see here. Where's that? Yeah. Jude, verse 15. Amen. Said to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. Amen. Amen. A godless society, if you will. Don't want God. Don't want the Ten Commandments. Don't want the Bible. Don't want Bible reading. Don't want prayer in the school. Don't want prayer in the court. Amen. A God-neutral society produces a godless society. And that produces an ungodly society. Amen. And Jude mentioned, amen, five times in one verse about ungodly men, ungodly deeds, and they've ungodly committed them. Amen. That's where we are in our American culture right now. Amen. Everything, come on here. Amen. Congress, amen, has no respect for God. They're scared of the Muslim. Am I doing all right now? They're scared of the, amen, New Ager. Amen. They're scared of anything but Christians. And the day will come. I tell you what, I don't know what y'all going to do with me here. Amen. But the day will come when the government will persecute, amen, people that stand for the truth. Amen. And stand for righteousness. That day will come in American culture, and we got to have a revival in the church. Amen. Our values have changed. You know, they say we are in a... How many let me finish preaching here tonight? They say we are in a circle cycle. Everything goes in cycles. Round and round. Amen. And what goes around comes around. And no purpose for our existence. We just, amen. That's the reason these people that believe that they, amen, died and they're going to come back as a dog or a cat or a lion. Amen. Reincarnation. Help me here. Amen. They have no purpose in life. Amen. They're in this vicious cycle. No purpose, no reason for our existence. Amen. If man is just going in a vicious circle cycle, if man has no destiny, then he has no duty.
And if man has no destiny and no duty, he has no obligations. He has no responsibilities. Come on here. He has no accountability. Amen. People do not want to be accountable now for what they do. They want to always blame it on somebody else. Amen. I'm doing what I'm doing because so-and-so. Amen. Look cross-eyed at me. And if it wasn't, come on here. If it wasn't for Sister Savage, I wouldn't be in this mess and be acting like this. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, you must be accountable for your own self and your own deeds and your own actions.
If there's no accountability, amen, if man has no destiny, then he has no guidelines and no goals in life. He's just here. Who's to say? Who is to say what's right and what's wrong? Somebody's broke in our store. They've repriced everything. Am I doing all right here? Amen. Who is to say that a man can't leave his wife and children and go shack up with some other woman and still go to church and call him brother? Come on here. Who is to say, amen, that you can't abort a fetus? Amen. Who is to say what's wrong with shacking up with somebody else? It depends on your value system. My opinion is just as good as yours. That's the mentality of this generation. Am I doing all right here? Amen. Our value system. Amen. Your value system against my value system. And it just depends on how you see things. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Amen. Help me. Am I doing all right now? No absolutes. No principles. Amen. No ethics. Amen. No manners. No standards. No accountability. Amen. Am I doing all right? Amen. Life is reduced to weekends and paychecks and quick thrills. And the bottom line is a disaster. Values have all changed and we didn't even notice. We just come on here. We go to church and we sing. Praise God. Grace tonight. And I clap my hands, I'll fly away. Amen. But the heart has not changed. The value system is not right. Amen. They'll leave the house of God. Amen. And light up a cigarette. Come on here. A flirt with another man's wife. Am I doing all right now? Amen. Because their value system has changed. I don't know. I don't know what y'all going to do with this tonight. But I want to tell you. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ has always been against worldliness. Always. Oh, Brother Savage. Always. Always. Ever since I can remember. And a lot of you folks that are here, amen, tonight were raised up in even in the old Assembly of God churches years ago. Amen. And they preached against going to movies. And they preached against the worldliness. Come on here. Amen. But our value system has changed through the years. And we wonder why. Amen. We are in the condition we are in. Amen. Somebody hasn't even noticed that our store has been broke into. Somebody hasn't noticed and been aware. I want to tell you. Woo! Help me here. Amen. The Bible tells us it's wrong for a woman, amen, to cut her hair. The Bible tells. Hey, come on here. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if you will. Amen. Ah, it's wrong for a woman to wear makeup. It's wrong for a man. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm in trouble here. Amen. To flirt with the other man's wife. Amen. When nobody else is looking.
Amen. Everything is permitted if God does not exist or count. Amen. And yet, more important yet, amen, worse yet, is if God is not important. Amen. I want to tell you, the church is not important. If we go, okay. If we don't, no big deal. I'll be there next Sunday.
Oh, that's good preaching, Will Savage.
Hallelujah. Man has no value, no future. He isn't worth much. Our system goes haywire, and we feel useless and worthless. And then we wonder why men have arose in our society, such as Dr. Kevorkian. Does anybody remember him? Dr. Suicide. Amen. Assisted suicide. Like a dog. You live and you die. Come on here. Somebody say amen. I mean, we've gone totally haywire. Amen. We say you are valuable if you are pretty. You got a pretty face or a handsome face. Come on here. If you can slam dunk a basketball or catch a pop fly, amen, or knock a ball out of the park into the bandstand, then you are valuable. Amen. And help me, Lord. Amen. And people don't have any problem with these sports, amen, players getting millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars every year, but they don't want to give $10 in the offering at the church. Boy, that's good preaching, Brother Savage. You're only valuable if you're a doctor or a PhD. Amen. You're only valuable, amen, if you're pretty. Amen. We measure our value system by two things: appearance and performance. Amen. I want to tell you, we've got a mixed up value system in our American church world. Now I will tell you, amen, lovest thou me more than these? Now you can put these in your life anywhere you want to put them, but you ought to put them somewhere. Lovest thou me more than these? Come on here. Amen. Am I doing all right now? I tell you. But you say we're in this vicious circle cycle. Amen. Everything goes around and around. And I'd like to see God, amen, on his great throne of heaven with a twinkle in his eye, steps up to the philosopher's chalkboard. Amen. He erases that never-ending, amen, circle or cycle. And he replaces that with a straight line. Amen. Come on, are y'all still with me? Amen. God has erased, amen, the circle. And he fills it, the chalkboard, with a straight line. Amen. A hope-filled, promising straight line. Amen. Man is going somewhere. And then he puts, amen, an arrow on the end of that straight line. Praise God. Amen. And he looks over his shoulder to see if the class of humanity is watching. Amen. And he draws an arrow at the end of that straight line. Amen. Oh, and then I hear him say in his word, it is appointed unto every man once to die. But after this, the judgment. Amen. We are going somewhere. Amen. We are not in a vicious cycle. We are not living in this circle. We are on a straight line going somewhere. We are either going to heaven or we are going to hell. Somebody say amen. Amen. We do have a purpose in life. Amen. In God's book, the Bible, man is heading somewhere. Amen. Man has an amazing destiny. Praise God. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. We are prepared. God is preparing us. Amen. To be with him in glory. Amen. Not just come on here. Not just to come back as a cat or a dog. Amen. Or some animal. In reincarnation, we're going somewhere. Amen. We're going to that eternal place. It's called heaven. Prepared for the song for streets of gold. Amen. To become the bride of Christ. We're going to live with him and share with him on his throne. We're going to reign with him. Praise God, we do count. We are of value. Amen. We are valuable. Our life is valuable. Your soul is valuable. If there is anything that Jesus wanted everyone to understand was this. Every person in life is valuable. Amen. Doesn't matter what side of the tracks you come from. Whether you come from the poor side with no shoes on your feet or a mansion on a hillside. Amen. We are destined to go somewhere when we leave out of this world. Come on, Marcia. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus said, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. When the thief on the cross realized that he was destined to die and going to spend eternity, he looked at Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus replied and said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I want to tell you this morning, we are valuable. Just because that this world in our country has changed our value system and the church world is all mixed up and confused and don't know what's right. Amen. Lovest thou me more than these? I could ask every one of us here tonight the question, how much are you worth? And then I'd like to ask you, amen, how much is the Lord worth to you? How much value is he in your life? Amen. Come on. Lovest thou me more than these? Oh, God, help us as dear saints of God to realize. I'm telling you, saints, these are the last days. You think it's bad now? Just wait another 10 years if Jesus tarries. Amen. Society is going to become so wicked and so depraved in their mind. Amen. Come on. Y'all still with me? Amen. Amen. Nudity is the name of the game in our society. Amen. Right now. Amen. Already in our society. Amen. They're walking nude on the streets of San Francisco. They're trying to pass a law that they cannot eat in the restaurants without clothes on. Amen. They hadn't, last I heard, they hadn't been able to get that passed. God help us. Our value system is all twisted and warped. And we as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ must come to grips with the fact we've got to stand for what's right. No matter. Come on here. If it's my son or my daughter. And I don't have a daughter, but I got granddaughters. Amen. If it's my son, my grandson, my grandchildren. Amen. Right is still right. And you and I still have to stand for what's right. I'm going to tell you this. I don't think I ever told you. Years ago, when this church was thriving, full. Amen. My son Ricky. Everybody here knows my son Ricky. Big Ricky. Play guitar like Chet Atkins. He can make that thing talk. He came and prayed in service. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Had long hair down his back. And I said, Ricky, told him every day that week, I said, Ricky, if you want to play your guitar, Sunday morning, you're going to have to get your hair cut. He just grinned and smiled, went on his way. Sunday morning come. This is probably the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with in my personal family. Sunday morning come, his hair was still down his back. Amen. And he started out the door with his guitar. And I said, son, where are you going with your guitar? He said, I'm going to church, Daddy. I want to play this morning. I said, son, I'm sorry. Is anybody listening to me? Son, I'm sorry. You can't. Amen. Everything in my natural life says okay. But the Holy Ghost said no. If I was to let you on the platform this morning, amen, it wouldn't stop with you. Every long-haired hippie, am I doing all right preaching this morning? Is it? Every long-haired hippie in the county would want to come and play music. Amen. In the house of God and to sing specials. There's got to be a change in your heart. That's probably, amen, Brother Marty, that's probably the hardest thing in my own family that I had to do through the years. But I tell you what, amen, that day, God gave us a glorious move of His Holy Ghost power. I felt like, are y'all still with me? I walked out of that house and I said, God, you're going to have to help me this morning if I'm supposed to preach today. So help me. And I speak as a fool, but the Lord came by that morning and I felt an anointing that I had not felt in years and years. And the glory of God came and filled the sanctuary. I want to tell you, somebody's bookend our store and changed our value system. Somebody's going to have to come on here. Somebody's going to have to stand up and put the right price tag on the right merchandise and say, this is the way. Walk ye in it and ye shall find rest for your souls. Everybody stand. Is anybody here this evening? Anybody here that realizes that the value system has been changed? And we need to go back to the altar and get the right values straightened out to where the church can go forward. In the name of the Lord. Come on, let's pray. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.